Okay, we are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 4, Mishnah 3. So says the Mishnah as follows: after where we last left, or we last left off, that he did a second smicha, he did a second leaning and confession when with the bow. So shchato v'kibel v'mizrak estamo. After he did this whole thing, he would slaughter the bowl and he would catch its blood in a bowl. Unasana l'mishehu mimaris bo al haroved haraviisha bahichal kadesh lo yikrosh. Then he would give this bowl to someone who stirred the blood in the bowl while standing on the fourth row of stones from the sanctuary building, in other words, outside of the sanctuary. And he did this, the guy stirred the blood, so that the blood would not congeal. The Kohen Gadol would not use this blood yet, so someone needed to stir it so that it would not congeal. Then, following this, he would go bring the Ketores inside the Kodesh HaKadashim. So, here's what happened next. Natal machta ve'ala l'rosh ha'mizbeach. The Kohen Gadol would take a shovel and go up to the top of the Mizbeach. Ufina gechalam ilach ilach v'chose. And he sort of cleared away the outer coal, or you know, you have this whole pile of coal, so he cleared away the outer coal. He pushed it this way and that way, and he would scoop up a shovel full of the smoldering coals that were on this pile. He would then take this shovel of coals and go down from the Mizbeach, and he would place it on the fourth row of stones in the courtyard that was right next to the Kohen who was stirring the blood. Now, Mishnah Dalet goes on a little bit of a segue for a moment. So what Mishnah Dalet does is that it compares the Ketores offerings during the year to the Ketores offerings of Yom Kippur. So now, on a regular day, there were two Ketores offerings, and in Yom Kippur, there were those same two with an additional one that was brought in the Kodesh HaKadashim. So the beginning of this Mishnah first compares the Yom Kippur Ketores to the all three of them to the regular twice daily Ketores that happened throughout the rest of the year, and then it sort of concludes by just comparing the regular Yom Kippur as the extra Yom Kippur Ketores to all the other ones, including the other two that happened on the day of Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah says as follows: every other day of the year, the Kohen would scoop up the coals from the outer altar with a shovel of silver that was made of silver, and he would pour them into a shovel of gold, which he would then carry into the sanctuary. But on this day, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol scooped up the coals with a shovel of gold, and he would take that same shovel and he would bring them inside the sanctuary. Every other day of the year, the Kohen would scoop up the coals with a shovel that had a volume of four calves, and he would pour that into a shovel full of three calves, and then he would again bring that into the sanctuary. But on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would scoop up the coals with a shovel of a volume of three calves, and he would take that same shovel and he would bring that into the sanctuary. Rabbi Yossi Omer, a slight distinction. Rabbi Yossi says no. B'chol yom chose b'shal se'ah u'me'areh b'soch shel shloshes kabin. Every day of the year, the Kohen would scoop up the coals with a shovel full that had a volume of a se'ah. A se'ah is six calves, and he would then pour them into a shovel of three calves. Now yom chose b'shal shloshes kabin u'vahaya machnes. And exactly like the other opinion, on this day, the Kohen would scoop up the coals with a shovel of three calves, and he would take that same shovel and he would bring that into the inside of the sanctuary. Going back to the other Tana, he continues, B'chol yom haisa kveida. Every other day of the year, the shovel was heavy, v'hayom kala, but on this day, it was light. The whole idea is that we do a few things to sort of make the service easier for the Kohen, so that he is not exerting extra energy, since it is Yom Kippur. So on this day, the shovel was light. Every day of the year, the shovel's handle was short, vayom aruka, and today it was a long handle. On Yom Kippur, they had a long handle, again, so that Kohen could sort of use it to support his arm on it. Every other day of the year, the gold of the shovel was yellow, vayom adom, but on this day, the gold was red. These are the words of Rabbi Menachem. Now, the Mishnah concludes with comparing the special Yom Kippur Ketores to the other two that happened even on the day of Yom Kippur itself, and of course throughout the rest of the year as well. So, b'chol yom makriv paras b'shacharis ufras bin harbayim. Every day of the year, half a maneh of Ketores was offered in the morning, and half a maneh in the afternoon. That was how much it weighed. And on Yom Kippur, he would obviously have that same weight. However, he would add two additional handfuls of Ketores. In other words, he would take two hands and sort of connect them together, scoop them, and use that to scoop up from the Ketores. So that was the additional amount that the Kohen would bring on Yom Kippur. B'chol Yom Haisa Daka, every day of the year, the Ketores was made of a fine consistency. V'hayom Daka Min HaDaka, but the special Ketores that was brought on Yom Kippur, it was made of the finest of the fine. So they would grind it up for every day of the year, but this special Ketores offering for Yom Kippur was ground up, in other words, like a second time, to make sure it was extra fine. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Daled. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey, but for now we will stop right here.